A wealthy woman. A woman who overcomes adversity. A woman who responds to the call to change her life with her choices and her actions. A woman who seeks the knowledge she needs to empower and change her life. Today, that woman is you. Get ready for a change because you are about to embark on a journey that will forever change your life. And now is the time for you to be a wealthy woman. Hello everyone and welcome to Wealthy Woman Wednesdays. This is Britannia, your host and mentor of the Wealthy Woman podcast. And you are listening to episode 6, Will Credit Make You Rich or Broke? Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another Wealthy Woman Wednesday on the Wealthy Woman Life podcast. Now, today's topic is a fascinating one because I'm sure you have heard many different opinions from financial experts on how to use credit, and some even go as far as to say that credit cards are evil. Yeah, credit cards are bad. Chop them up. Don't use them. They're not going to help you. They're going to hinder you. Well, you know, I'm not really one to follow the crowd, so I'm going to have to say they're wrong. They are completely wrong. You know, credit is very important in our society today. Credit, you know, can either make you or it can break you. Now, there are some people out there that will probably think that, you know, credit will make you broke. And, you know, I've got to say not necessarily, because credit can actually make you rich. So it all depends on how you handle it, of course. And today we are going to go over some very exciting things about credit that is just going to amaze you. Now, a common misconception about credit has to do with credit cards. And a lot of people seem to think that credit cards are used by poor people that cannot afford to pay cash or outright for something. A lot of people might have this misconception that rich people pay for everything by cash, that they don't use credit cards, and that credit cards, you know, are only for people that rack up debt. You know, credit cards have been synonymous with debt in society. And today we are here to break that and to tell you that credit can, in fact, make you wealthy. I mean, as a matter of fact, did you know that the wealthy use credit cards to work for them and not against them? Wealthy use credit cards to make a profit. So I'll give you an example. There was a Chinese billionaire in 2015, and he used his American Express card to buy a painting at an auction for $170 million. And the reason why he did that, why did he use his American Express card to buy this painting when obviously he's a billionaire, he has the money, right? Well, believe it or not, he used his American Express card to purchase this painting of $170 million to rack up an incredible amount of free flying rewards points, which he used to fly his family around the world for free. Now, if that's not leveraging the power of credit and being smart with your money, I don't know what is. Now, I don't expect anyone to go out right now and use an American Express card and purchase a $170 million painting. However, it, you know, even in small increments, rewards can be very, very rewarding. No pun intended. A lot of wealthy people tend to use their credit cards to rack up flying points, you know, for frequent flying to travel and enjoy the world, whereas others might use it for the cash rewards. I use my credit cards for the cash rewards. And let me tell you what, I love getting the cash back on things that I would purchase, you know, and I love taking the cash rewards that I get back, and then I reinvest it and I grow my rewards. So not only am I saving money, but I'm investing it and I'm growing that money. So you might be thinking, okay, well, that's wonderful. You know, these millionaires are making money with their credit cards. But, you know, you might say, what about the people that aren't making the money? You know, what about the people that are racking up credit card debt? Well, yes, you know, it is a two-edged sword. Credit cards can either work for you or against you. And that is where you have to learn the power of leveraging credit and maintaining that credit, and it simply will become a habit. So my recommendation when you are dealing with credit cards is, you know, the golden rule of never put more on your card than what you can pay off every month. So my recommendation is credit cards can be used. They can be used to get rewards. However, I do not recommend racking up a bill that is so large that you will not be able to pay it off by the end of the month. And the reason why is credit cards have very high APR rates, okay? And if you know anything about compound interest, if you don't, please do some research, because compound interest is a very powerful tool when it comes to creating wealth. Now, these APRs on credit cards, I've seen some as high as, 26.99% APR. That is ridiculous. I mean, that is more than an S&P 500 would make in a return in a year, the index fund of the S&P 500, which averages, you know what, like 10, 12% annually, 8%, depending on the year. So these credit card companies are becoming wealthy off of the uneducated people that have not basically learned the correct way to handle their credit cards, you know, or maybe it is that they know the right way. Maybe they just had, you know, a bad time and they didn't have an emergency fund. Something happened and they racked up debt, which it can happen. And that's okay, because, you know, we will go into getting out of that debt. However, what we're talking about now is the APR. And credit card companies, you know, it's crazy because they are making so much money off of the people that can't afford to pay for something. I mean, so the people that can afford to pay don't have to pay, right? Because they probably pay off their bill on time every month in full. They don't carry a balance. Most wealthy people that handle credit cards do not carry a balance. They pay it off every month. They simply use their card as a profit to gain the rewards. And that's exactly what I do. However, credit card companies make their money off of the people that do not have the habits of the wealthy. They make their money off of the people that think, oh, okay, well, you know, I have a, you know, $5,000 credit limit. I have a $10,000, $20,000 credit limit. Oh yeah, I can afford this. You know, when they're out shopping, they tell themselves, oh, I can afford this. You know, I got X amount of credit. No, you can't. No, you cannot. If you cannot pay that off by the end of the month, you cannot afford it. It doesn't matter how much credit you have. You know, I don't care if you have a $100,000 credit limit. That means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing, because if you cannot pay off $100,000 before the statement close date, not the payment due date, the statement close date, if you cannot pay that off before then you cannot afford to spend $100,000. You just can't. You know, and do you know how much 26% of $100,000 is a year? $26,000 a year in interest. You know, if you were to rack up, you know, $100,000 on that credit card. I mean, good grief. Even if you were to rack up $10,000 on a credit card, that's $2,600 in interest alone every year that compounds. It compounds year over year. The credit card companies are making more off of you than you are in your own investments. That is how brutal it can be. So my advice to you, if you are sitting on credit card debt right now, my advice to you is to work on paying it off, obviously, which I'm sure that's something you already know. However, a little bit can go a long way. Okay. If you can afford to throw $20 at it, you know, $50 at it, $100, just keep throwing money at it. Keep throwing money until you get it down. Because I'm telling you, you are losing so much money in that interest, and that interest is compounding. And, you know, that interest is compounding at a higher rate than most people's investment portfolios. The average person that, you know, has a 401k that and they throw it into like an S&P 500 index fund, those credit card companies are making way more than what your investments would be making, okay? I'm not talking about single stockholders or, you know, people that actively manage their own portfolio, or maybe Kathy Wood and ARK Invest. I'm not talking about that. However, the majority of folks, you know, that have their investing automated by the hands of an investment person, they are not making the same returns that the credit card companies are. The credit card companies are smart, okay? But you are smarter than them. You are smarter, and you can become wealthy off of them instead of them becoming wealthy off of you. Another interesting fact is that the majority of people use debit cards over credit cards. And there is a negative thing in that when it comes to fraud, because with a debit card, all right, you can be on the hook for up to $500 in fraudulent purchases if you don't report the fraud within 2 business days. That's right. Can you believe that? On your own debit card, you could be held liable for fraud, okay? And if you don't notice the fraud, if you don't see it, and it's been 60 calendar days after your bank statement was sent to you, then it gets even worse. You could be liable for all of the fraudulent purchases, plus any additional money that the thief was able to take from your bank account. Yeah, see, and that's another reason why wealthy people use credit cards a lot over debit cards, is because fraud is a serious thing. Identity theft is a serious thing. And when you have money, a lot of money, and even if you don't have a lot of money, you still don't want to lose whatever money you have, right? So a great way to protect it is by making purchases with your credit card, because the credit card companies will protect you more against fraudulent purchases than your bank would with you using your debit card. And there was an interesting study done that the preferred method of payment during a checkout process was varied differently by people's income brackets. And so basically, there was a study done in 2017 by TSYS, and they found that 44% of consumers preferred paying by debit card versus 33% who preferred credit cards. And I'm guessing the rest of the percentage preferred the cash. So, but this is where it gets really intriguing, is that each time you went up an income bracket, there would be a percentage increase of credit card usage over the debit card. So did you know that consumers that were in between like a $25,000 and a $50,000 income, 50% of them preferred to use debit cards and only 25% preferred to use credit cards, okay? Now, let's go on the opposite end of the spectrum. When people start making $150,000 and above, 56% preferred to use a credit card and only 33% preferred to use the debit card, okay? So, as you can see, the wealthier that people are, the more they prefer to use the credit card. And the reasons are easy to understand. Number one, like I mentioned before, fraud protection. You know, it protects you against fraudulent purchases more than a debit card. Number two, you're getting rewards. You know, earning cash back on all your purchases. Who wouldn't want that, right? And some of these cash back can be as high as 5%. I mean, that is awesome. That, did you know 5% cash back is more than what people are making in their average everyday savings account with a big bank, okay? If you have your money sitting in just a regular bank savings account making 0.0009% interest or zero, whatever it is, you are making less than you know, the wealthy people that are using their credit cards, getting that 5% back, cash back, you know, or 2% cash back, or however much the percentage is back, depending on the purchase, where you purchased, and the reward. So what you need to do is you need to spend your money smartly, okay? You need to think about how you're spending your money. And a great thing also about using a credit card is it gives you the ability to budget. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how in the world does one budget with a credit card? That sounds preposterous. Well, let me tell you this. In one way, using a credit card helps you keep track of all your expenses. Okay, when you're going out and instead of paying with your debit card and cash or whatever it is that you use to pay, you use your rewards credit card, you're going to see exactly how much money you're spending in each category. And you might say, yeah, well, I can see that on my debit card. Yeah, but you're not earning rewards necessarily on your credit card. Although some banks do now offer like these special rewards. However, there's a hitch. They funnel you to buy where the reward is at. Okay, meaning they say, oh, we'll give you 5% back reward on your debit card purchase if you shop at Walmart in the next 30 days or 19 days or however many days. Or, oh, we'll give you 3% off your purchase at Panera. Okay, well, yeah, that's great. You know, I'm not knocking it, you know. However, the great thing about a credit card is they are not forcing you or siphoning you to any specific places. You don't have to be like, okay, well, now I have to shop here or now I need to go eat there because that's where I get my reward. No, with the rewards credit cards, you could go wherever you want and you're still going to get the cash back or whatever reward that you're getting. So, you know, that is the advantage, definitely. But the secret thing that the wealthy use when they use their credit cards is, like I mentioned before, they don't carry a balance, okay? The wealthy people don't carry a balance. There was a study done, and it found out that only 5% of wealthy people carried a balance on their credit card. Just 5%, okay? And the balance was probably under 10% credit utilization, most likely. However, 90% of poor people did carry a balance, okay? So the poor people are paying all the fees and the wealthy people are simply getting all the rewards. And you need to make a decision. You need to decide, are you going to be a wealthy woman? Are you going to use your credit cards to make you money? Or are you going to do what the poor people do? And are you going to rack up the debt, spend more than what you can afford, not pay off your balance every month, and put your credit in the dirt? Now, I'm not saying you're doing it intentionally. You know, there are some times in life that, you know, tough circumstances happen. But the thing is that you have to turn the ship around. And when you do turn the ship around, and when you get out of that hole that you may be in, then you have to reinstall new habits. You need to create habits that will bring you wealth, habits that will, you know, bring you rewards instead of debt. Another reason why wealthy people use credit cards is because it helps maintain their credit score. And credit score is very important, you know, when you're an investor, especially when you're an investor in real estate or even just making a home purchase. Credit is very important. And you may be thinking, oh, well, rich people don't need credit because they'll pay cash for their home. Really? Really? No, no, no. You see, rich people do use financing to buy homes. That is why there is the so-called jumbo loan in home financing. And the reason why is because the rich people understand that instead of paying a lump sum of, you know, $300,000, $1 million, whatever it is, instead of paying a lump sum and being out all that principal of that lump sum, they can simply get a jumbo loan at, you know, a very small interest rate because their credit would be good, right? So, you know, anywhere between what? We're in 2020, so anywhere between 3.something% and 4.something%. Today's going rate, which is very low. But the reason why they do that is because they know that they can make more money in their other investments than they would just plopping down the lump sum. So if they were to make, let's say if they were to invest, if they were to put down like $100,000 down or $200,000 down on $1 million home, right? Let's say they put $200,000 down on $1 million home. They're putting 20% down, right? So instead of paying $1 million all outright, then they take the other $800,000 and invest it. And who knows? Right? Maybe they're good at investing. Maybe they're going to get 15% annual return. And what if the interest rate on their jumbo loan mortgage is only 4% annually? Okay? So they would be making a difference of 11%. Okay? So they would be making a profit of 11% a year by getting that jumbo loan. Now, keep in mind, 11% of the $800,000 that they would be making would mean they're making $88,000 a year. You heard that right, $88,000 a year by taking out that jumbo loan. That's how much they're making. Okay, and most people, you know, they wouldn't do that. They would think that the millionaires or billionaires or whatever would just be plopping and buying the property outright. But you know, it's about using your money smarter, more wisely, not just because you have the money you're gonna buy it all outright. No, you want to be smart with your money and you want to put your money to work for you. Same scenario, you know, when it comes to buying a car. Sometimes investors, people can make more financing their car and only putting a small amount down instead of paying the whole entire amount, right? Because they simply take the difference, they invest it, and then they just pay the monthly payment. It's all a matter of preference on how people choose to spend the money. But, you know, a great way to build wealth is by leveraging credit, putting credit to work for you. So to answer the question of does credit make you broke or does credit make you rich? Well, it's all up to you. It is all up to you. You can change. If you have any negative habits when it comes to using your credit card, you need to stop that right now. You need to change those habits. You need to focus on paying down that card. I don't care if, like I mentioned, throw whatever you can at it. Throw whatever you can, because those ridiculous interest rates, are just absolutely ridiculous, okay? Those interest rates are just going to hinder your ability to create and build your wealth. Now, when you do manage to get a card, whether it's your first card, whether it's a secured card, or whether it's, you know, credit that you finally turned around and you finally got out of debt, my advice to you is pay off your balance every single month. Do not carry a balance. Do what the wealthy people do. Do not carry a balance. Meaning, you know, if you make $5,000 a month or $2,000, whatever you make, never spend more, you know, on your credit card than what you can pay off. And use your credit card to buy everyday things. If you have a rewards card with cash back, use it to buy groceries. You know, use it to buy things that you normally would purchase anyways with your debit card or cash. And then you pay that off before the statement close date. And the reason why I say the statement close date is because that is the date that they are going to put on the statement how much money you owe them. Now, my advice, even if you do carry a balance, carry less than 10%. So 9% and under if you're going to carry a balance, because that's going to affect your FICO score. And FICO likes to see your credit utilization under 9%. That's when it will give you the most points, okay? And another thing is that Take that rewards money and invest it. Don't just earn, you know, $120 a year or $500 a year or however much you end up earning. Take it, you know, invest it, you know, in a Roth IRA or whatever it is that you have, and make more money off of that money. Put the money to work for you. Keep in mind, credit is very important. Credit will help you save money when you go to purchase a home, whether that's for personal use or it's an investment property. Credit will help save you money on purchasing a car, but as long as your credit's good credit, you have to maintain that credit. If you mishandle or neglect your credit, you're going to be paying more for the same car that other people are paying. You don't want that to happen. So keep an eye on your credit score. Be attentive with how you handle your credit card. You know what day is your statement closing day, and also know what date your payment is due, and make sure you pay early. You know, I try to pay anywhere between about 5 days early, okay? And the reason why is, what if there's a glitch, okay? What if your payment didn't go through? What if something happened with an app that you're using or the website or something? You do not want to risk your credit score over a glitch or some sort of technicality going wrong. So by paying a little bit early and ensuring that it processes before the due date, you're protecting your credit. Okay, so you need to make sure you do that. So your mission before Wealthy Woman Wednesday next week, I want you to take a look at your credit. Okay, take a good look. Don't be afraid to look at it. Some of you might not even want to find out, but you know, there are apps out there that can help you monitor your credit. You know, there's Credit Karma, there's Wallet Hub. Go ahead, download one of those credit apps. Now, it's not going to necessarily give you the FICO score that, let's say, you would need when you're applying for a home loan or a car, but it's going to give you an idea of where your credit score range is, okay? Because there are many different types of FICO scores. There's FICO 9, there's FICO 6, or there's so many FICOs, but the main thing is to just get a general idea of where your score is if you don't already know or you're not already keeping track, okay? Another thing is, if you don't have a credit card, get one, okay? Get one. And even if you can't get a rewards card, start off with something, you know, but make sure that you do not get a credit card that has an annual fee, okay? I refuse to get any card that has an annual fee. And there's no reason why you have to pay $100 a year to spend money with a credit company's card. That's ridiculous, okay? So make sure you get a card with no annual fee if you're just starting out. I know Capital One is a pretty good card for building credit. So if you need to get a secured card or you want to get a starter card, you know, I do recommend giving them a shot. Do your research. Right? Read the reviews, do your research on these credit card companies. And eventually, you know, if you can now, or if you're working your way up, eventually get a rewards card. All right. So if you like to travel, I might recommend, you know, getting a rewards card that gives you travel mileage, although 2020 isn't exactly the year of travel, is it? So you might want to go with the cashback rewards card, which happens to be my favorite, because who doesn't love getting money back? So that's your mission. Your mission, check your credit, make sure it's up to par. If not, make it a goal to work on it. You know, get a rewards credit card. If you have a rewards credit card, make sure you're using it right. Make sure you're taking advantage of those points, and make sure you're not carrying a balance every month. And if you do have to carry a balance for 1 month or so, make sure it is under the credit utilization rate. Make sure it's under 10%, okay? So that is my advice to you, and I will see you next Wednesday for Wealthy Woman Wednesday here on the Wealthy Woman Life Podcast. Also, be sure to reach out and send me a hello and let me know how you're doing at thewealthywomanpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear how you're saving money with your credit. Until next time, be wise and be wealthy.